Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. I'm asked frequently about Proposition 64 and the prohibition of recreational marijuana use for law enforcement personnel. I'm not an attorney, never wanted to be an attorney, but I continue to be asked about this relative to public safety personnel. So, with a little bit of help from Rains Lucia, attorneys at law, I'll address this briefly because it's going to matter in a range of ways, not just for public safety, but for employers within the state of California. Since Prop 64 has made recreational marijuana use legal under California law, law enforcement associations and many of their individual members have raised questions regarding whether their agencies can continue to prohibit marijuana use by their employees. The short answer is yes, but there's more to this. In essence, the Blake decision and cases following its reasoning require that there be a nexus between an employee's private conduct and the employer's interest in prohibiting said conduct. To regulate or prohibit the use of recreational marijuana, the employer will need to offer a compelling argument that the off-duty marijuana use will impair the public service or cause discredit to the agency. Whether this nexus is established is likely to be determinative in such a case and will depend on the agency in question, the nature of the services provided by that agency, and the duties of the particular employee. Under the rulings in Blake and Loader, it's likely that a public employer would prohibit all marijuana use by law enforcement personnel primarily because the use is still illegal under federal law and law enforcement inherently involves public safety and drug interdiction. However, the case for completely prohibiting all marijuana use by employees in positions that do not involve law enforcement, public safety, or drug interdiction is weaker now. A challenge facing all employers and impacted employees is the fact that there is not currently a reliable or objective test for determining the extent to which an employee is under the influence of marijuana. Most current testing methods can only determine the amount of residual chemicals in someone's system, which can remain up to a month or more, depending on the type of test. Employers would argue that the mere fact that a drug test turns up positive for any amount of marijuana may be enough to warrant discipline. They may argue that the use of marijuana will expose the agency to greater liability, especially with respect to public safety. Finally, there's no clear answer with respect to whether public employers as a whole can prohibit use of marijuana. This is even more true for public safety, such as volunteer fire departments. Court cases will follow as a result. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.